In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A sower went out to sow his seed. The Lord says this parable, and then he explains the parable. So we have no excuse about understanding it. To really understand the parable is to be the good ground. Anyone else doesn't understand what this parable really means. The Lord is the sower. He is the one who sows the seed. And he sows it in the hearts of all men, everyone, liberally. But not all hearts will receive the seed. Now there's the hard-packed ground by the wayside, people who don't believe at all. They hear about God, about spiritual things. It doesn't touch them. It's not important to them. Then there are those people who are in the shallow ground. The scripture says on a rock. It means rocky ground. Ground that's shallow. Not very much soil. Things spring up very quickly in rocky ground because the seed gets heated up very quickly and sprouts. But then when any kind of difficulty comes, even the smallest difficulties, such as a drought, even a minor drought, the fledgling plants die because they have no depth of soil. That describes a lot of other people too. People that receive the Word of God, but it is not deep within them. It's just a kind of a surface thing. Now remember, I told you, when you read the scriptures, you always try to apply them to yourself. You see what it is that the Word of God wants to teach you that day that you read or hear the Word of God. Now, you must examine yourself. Are you shallow? Are you rocky ground? We're all here in the temple. It must mean that we have in some way received the Word of God. But how have you received it? Have you received it such that it will go deeply into every facet of your life? Or just on the surface? Now these first two groups of people, they're not saved. Certainly the first group that doesn't even believe in God, doesn't receive the Word of God in any real way. We know that they're without God. But also these people who receive God, but only in a shallow way, they don't inherit the kingdom either. Unfortunately, as a priest, I've known many such kinds of people like this. And it's always very depressing to see a person proceed through their life with very, very little caring about God. Now there is another kind of people. And I would say that probably describes the majority, yes, the majority, I say, of people that actually go to church regularly. The thorny ground. The ground with weeds in it. Yes, their belief grows. And the practices of Christianity alongside it. The fasting, and the prayer, and the almsgiving, and going to church. Hopefully, many more things grow alongside it. But, as well, the cares of the world, our own concerns for our own well-being, for our own desires, for our own entertainment, for our own wealth, for our own security. Always things based upon what we want. These things grow alongside the Christian belief and the Christian practice. And inevitably, when they grow alongside, they stunt the growth of the Christian soul, or even choke it completely. So many of these people that have weeds that they allow to grow in their soul, many of these people will not be saved. Perhaps some of them, as the apostle says, but as through fire, will be saved. But they won't bring fruit forth, perfect fruit, as they should. You should examine yourself. Do you have too many weeds in your soul? Are you trying to get rid of them? Or are they growing alongside your Christian belief? One way you can test this is by asking yourself various questions. Do you fast except when it's convenient or not convenient? Do you make compromises about your prayer if you're going to go out to see a concert or a ball game or entertainment or something of that sort? Do you come to church regularly with desire, expecting to receive the Word of God and to pray and to be invigorated? Or do you come with very little expectation or not, perhaps not very often? Do you get bored in church and think, I'm going to leave now, I've been here long enough? There's many, many more questions you can ask. There's hundreds of questions you can ask to see whether or not you have weeds that are growing up as well as your Christian belief. Now, there were those that were good ground that the Lord spoke of. And these brought forth fruit in perfection. Now, we all should desire to be good ground. So let us investigate what good ground is. Good ground doesn't just happen. Good ground must be created and must be maintained. In order to have things grow well, you have to plow the ground. You have to break up the clods of dirt. You have to get rid of the big stones. You have to add fertilizer. Perhaps you need to even irrigate. You need to weed it often to keep the weeds down. Perhaps you need to build a fence to keep out marauding animals. And you must continually be investigating, be looking at the ground, seeing what it needs. Good ground only comes about by hard labor. Now the seed that goes into good ground has a place where it can grow and grow well. But as it grows, it's protected because the farmer, that is you, you should be the farmer of your good ground, that is your heart, is continually taking care, seeing whether or not the ground needs more fertilizer, or perhaps more water, or perhaps to be weeded, or perhaps to be in some way protected from insects. All these things a farmer must do, and you must do too with your soul. The Word of God is sowed in every man's heart, but so few really take the seed in their heart and have it grow. And it includes the majority of people within the church. You must continually be working on your ground, that is your soul, so that you can bring forth fruit. What's the purpose of your life? Why are you here? To know God. To know God intimately. The only way to know God is to become like Him. He's given us the great example. His Son has showed us how to be, how to live. As we become morally perfected, we know God better and better. Our ground becomes more and more perfected, and the seed grows to more fullness. It's the purpose of your life. That's the reason you should be in church right now. So that the seed which is planted in you can grow more to perfection today. That's why you should be in church. Not because, well, it's Sunday and I should go, but because you want to have the seed grow to perfection within you. Now, the Lord provides everything we need. He provides the seed. He provides all the amendments to the seed, His grace, the fertilizer, the water. But we must provide the ground. And the ground is our soul. Now, the apostle says today, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. If we live as the apostle is speaking about, then our ground will stay good. It won't revert back to a wild state. Anyone who's ever done any kind of farming or gardening knows that if you don't take care of the ground, often it will revert back. The weeds will come right back. And it will not even resemble a garden after a while, after a very short while. We're crucified with Christ. Now, anyone who has ears to hear, as the Lord says, eyes to see, knows that within them there are many things that are dark, that are not good. Many things we want to be rid of. We don't like about ourselves. The Lord crucified those things. If indeed we are crucified with Him. Now, a person is not crucified with Christ unless they desire to. Christ didn't force anyone to get up on the cross. But we can be there willingly with Him. And what is crucified? All of the dark things. All of the bad things. All of the things we wish we could change. And then we live. Just as Christ, after He was crucified, lived again, we live. We live a life in Christ with Him helping us. His seed is planted deeply in our heart. He gives us all the grace necessary to be able to grow to perfection this seed. Truly, Christianity is a way of looking at your life. What is important in your life? If growing this fruit to perfection is important, then you're a Christian. If other things are important, your job and your vacations and your day-to-day life and all the other things that make up your existence in this carnal world, if those are important, and you don't think very much about Christ, you don't pray very often, perhaps you don't fast very often, then you have the Christian name, but you're not a Christian. But this can all be changed if you desire it. Live your life for Christ. Why? Because God wants us to have happiness. And happiness is only possible by becoming perfected so that we can know He who is beyond all things beautiful. The seed has been sowed in our heart. What we need to do is continually work our ground so that it will be perfected. Now let us not be like those who had weeds in their ground and didn't take care of this problem. Let us certainly not be like those who were so shallow that they barely thought about Christian things and in any time of temptation fell away. And let us not be also like those who are by the wayside. But regardless of whether or not we receive the Word of God in a partial way, or not at all, it doesn't matter. in the end, one is not saved if one does not strive for perfection. We must be good ground. We must struggle. Because the Lord wants us to have all good things. We can't understand those good things without struggle. He's planted the seed within us. Let's struggle and let's have it grow. May God help you to be good ground.